Good day, as we're getting closer and closer to that wonderful day that we celebrate Christ's birth with Christmas music in the background. We still need to do what God calls us to, and boy, do we need his help. We need boldness. We need to share our faith in a time when it's getting harder and harder to talk about our faith and talk about God openly without getting some sort of pushback or feeling like you're some weirdo or Jesus freak. We need a fresh outpouring of boldness that comes from the Lord to share our faith. So God, we pray for people to have a willingness to evangelize, to see that it's not hard, we come against the enemy who makes us think we're too shy or we're going to say something wrong or they're not going to accept it. Help us to be compelled, like it's fire in our bones, that we have to share it no matter what, as if it's life and death, which it is. Father, we pray that we will go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that you have commanded us. And surely may we be reminded you are with us always, even to the very end of the age. God, help us to not be ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. God, help us to be reminded we are Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us, that we would implore on Christ's behalf that they would be reconciled to God. God, in our hearts, may we revere Jesus Christ as our Lord, always being prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks us, to give the reason for the hope that is in us, and to do this with gentleness and respect. And may we do like the Christmas song, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. God, help us to be willing to look for opportunities every day to share some small miracle, big miracle, anything that God has done in our lives to others, that may we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We pray for open doors, divine appointments, that we won't be ashamed, that we'll act as ambassadors, that we'll be on the lookout, that we'll keep the names of people in our life and in our prayer that have yet to know you. We plead for boldness along with Paul, who asked it in Ephesians 6 through 19 through 20. Pray also for us that whenever we speak, words may be given to us that we will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which we are ambassador in chains. Pray that we may declare it fearlessly as we should. We pray like the early disciples who, after being in prisons, now, Lord, hear their threats. And give us and grant us great boldness, your servants, to speak your word, and in preaching your word, stretch out your hand with healing power, and may miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And we pray, God, that will happen to us, that we're shaken from our apathy, and that we are desirous and filled with your Holy Spirit to speak the word of God with boldness. We pray like the wisdom from Solomon, that the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. We pray like those who are opposed in the world all around us, that are opposed by opposition. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously, but as you know, with the help of our God, we dare to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. So God, we pray that we will get out of our comfort zone. We continue to ask for boldness as they did regularly, that we know the boldness comes from you. We recognize that even the early disciples knew they needed the power of the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel. We wait on you, Lord, for that power. We will study your word. We will share our testimonies of what you have done in our life, both recent and in the past. And we just say these words as a prayer from the song Confidence by Sanctus Real. I'm not a warrior. I'm not too afraid. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to do. But Lord, with your strength, I have no excuse, because broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense so I can face my giants with confidence. In Jesus' name. In summary, this is not a suggestion that we are given to share our faith. People need to hear about the Lord, and so much so right now, especially with all that's going on, and we need to tell them. Let's continue to pray consistently together that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. May boldness be the norm and revival flow.